Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. These are two of the most famous verses in Proverbs, possibly even in the whole Bible. And for anyone who's not read Proverbs before, it's a fascinating book. Almost all of it is made up of short poetic statements that we call Proverbs that outline what true wisdom looks like. And one of the reasons it's a wonderful book is because we live in a world that is full of crazy and foolish behavior. And in that world, this book quenches our thirst for a better way to live and a better way to think. Verses 5 and 6 are crucial because they are a wonderful reminder that the key to life is not to trust ourselves, it's to trust God. In fact, that statement before you there in verse 5 is showing us what it is that makes Christianity so different to the mindset of the culture around us, because these verses are telling us that we are not going to find peace or wholeness or ultimate answers by looking within ourselves. That's an article of faith to the culture around us, that if you want answers, if you want peace, if you want fulfillment, look within. That's where you'll find it. Christianity says the opposite. Christianity recognizes that if we look within, we actually just find a bit of a mess. That's what I find when I look within, and I am only going to find peace and wholeness and security when I turn my eyes from myself and trust the Lord. Ultimately, that's pointing us to Jesus. He is the one through whom God is revealed. It's in him that we find perfect wisdom. It's Jesus that we all need to trust and follow. Now, I'm sure that this verse, these two verses, have been preached on thousands of times. And no wonder, because there's so much that we can look at in these two sentences. Today, though, I want to focus primarily on one word. I want to focus on the word all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, when we see that phrase, all your heart, we can often think of it in terms of commitment, can't we? You know, so we think in terms of, you know, having that kind of strong, full, committed trust in God, or as we would often say, a wholehearted trust in God. And that's conveying the idea of commitment. And that's absolutely true and good and accurate. And as we seek to follow Jesus, there is little or no value in being half-hearted. We want to be wholehearted in our commitment. But alongside thinking in terms of commitment, what I want us to explore today is the fact that I think that we should also understand the word all in terms of content. So not just in terms of like wholehearted commitment, but in terms of content. In fact, the word all in Hebrew that the Old Testament was written in can also be translated each or every or the whole. And I think that's indicating that the phrase isn't just talking about trust in terms of full commitment. It's also getting us to think in terms of trusting God in relation to the content of the whole of our hearts, the content of every part of our hearts. Now, that's incredibly important because it's getting us to think about both the scope and the depth of Christianity. Scope in the sense that it is relevant to every single part of life. Depth in the sense that the gospel is going to penetrate to the deepest parts of who we are. So I want us to think about that today. To do that, we're going to have to start by saying a wee bit about the words heart and trust. The word heart, both in Hebrew and in English, is used to express more than just the organ that pumps blood around your body. In the Bible, the heart refers to the inner, immaterial nature of an individual. So the biblical understanding of humanity, or biblical anthropology, as we call it, That recognizes that being a human involves a physical and a non-physical aspect. So physically, we have bodies, we use them to perform actions. But non-physically, we have a mind, we have emotions, we have a conscience, we have desires, we have a personality. Although people who know me will probably say, well, he doesn't have much personality, but there is some in there somewhere. The Bible describes these two elements as body and soul. Sometimes it will use the language of flesh, referring to the physical part, and spirit, referring to the non-physical part. And that, of course, makes perfect sense. Biblical anthropology makes